Half a dozen DBs in for Quint. Knicks double pops, and he threw an interception of Bobby Wagner. The veterans got it at the 36-yard line.
Probably the easiest interception of Hall of Famer Bobby Wagner's career. Bo Nix threw it right to him, one of those occasions where you just simply don't see the guy. It was a part of a pretty damn good defensive performance from the Washington Commanders last night in primetime against the Denver Broncos. They did give up 402 yards of total offense. They gave up damn near 6 yards of play. But it felt like watching it in real time that for the most part, they were dictating what Denver did. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Denver has this high-octane offense. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Denver is some super formidable group on that side of the football. But what Washington was able to do last night was make them one-dimensional. How did they do that? They absolutely whipped ass up front. That's where it starts. I say it all the time. Football is a very, very simple game. But fantasy and wagering and all this other stuff, social media, has all changed how we look at it. The analysis of a football game is very simple. If you're better up front along both sides of the line of scrimmage, you're going to win. Point blank. I don't care who you have at wide receiver. I don't care who you have at quarterback. The team that is better in the trenches is going to win. And last night, Washington in the trenches was very, very good. Very, very good. Deron Payne had a series in a sequence where his presence was felt. Eddie Goldman continuing to play big as one of the better rotational interior guys in the league right now, the way that he's played this year. Jacob Martin getting a career high in snaps, flying around to the football. Mikey Sainristil still at the outside corner, playing with confidence, having that boundary as a security blanket. It was awesome. But my biggest takeaway defensively, Dan Quinn's play calling. And I said it in the opening segment. I am going to give credit where credit is due. I do this a lot differently than your favorite hosts do it. I'm telling how a T.I. is. I'm going to wear it on my sleeve, right? You couldn't tell me a month ago that Joe Witt was a bad defensive play caller or was not a good defensive play caller. What did I continue to say? It's on the personnel, not the scheme, not the play calling. Maybe I was wrong. Because in the last two games, with Dan Quinn taking over as the defensive play caller, they look different. Now, mind you, you've gone up against two of the most mediocre average offenses in football, and you gave up 27 points last night. Let's not forget that piece of the equation at all. You gave up 27 to Denver, right? And when you look at what the Broncos have done this year, that 27-point total, it's like their fourth highest performance of the year scoring. So it wasn't perfect, but there were some nuances last night that we saw that I think Dan Quinn can really hang his hat on and deserves a bunch of credit for. And I think the first thing that stands out to me is the way that they were disguising pressures. The way that they were changing the look post-snap. The way that they were messing with Bo Nix's eyes pre-snap, I think led to some indecisiveness from Nix. And Nix played well last night. 29 of 45, 321 yards. But more importantly, for Washington, they made Denver one-dimensional. When's the last time we've made a team one-dimensional? Miami ran it on us and threw it. Detroit ran it on us and threw it. Seattle did both. Kansas City did both. Dallas did both. It's been a long, long time since we forced a team into being one-dimensional. And I'll be real. I don't know if that's a Dan Quinn thing. I just think the big boys up front took this matchup personally. Deron Payne took this matchup personally. Javon Kinlaw took it personally. Shelton Day, Eddie Goldman took it personally. I thought Frankie Louvu last night was a guy who was playing square, making tackles, and more importantly, his motor never stopped running. It's all about effort on that side of the football. But their ability to disguise coverages I thought was awesome. The real one that stands out the most, because it happened at such a pivotal point in the game. First of all, just the front. That's the other part of this. They were so much more multiple with their defensive fronts. I wish that, like, I had a tool that could break it down formation by formation. They ran, just from the eye test, they ran more 3-4 last night than we've seen all year long. And that helped them play the run better. It did. Them playing 3-4 last night, I think, definitely helped them play the run better. You weren't seeing the interior defensive linemen of, or offensive linemen rather, of Denver climb up to the second level easily. It wasn't something that was happening without resistance, right? I thought the guys did a hell of a job in that department, playing tough at the point of attack, not giving up a bunch of ground against a double team. The linebackers were scraping over the top. The safeties and run support were awesome. No Igbinoghene in run support was awesome, right? Like, there's a lot of positives to take away last night, specifically on the defensive side of the football. But them disguising the coverages, the sim pressures, the one sim pressure that gets me is Jake Martin is stood up over the center, right? And Bobby Wagner, right before the snap, comes down and puts a little bug in his ear, and you see Jake Martin drop right back into the passing lane. You saw Jacob Martin drop right back into the passing lane. Boom, Johnny on the spot there to make a play. That's a change in what we've seen. We've seen sim pressures with the edge rushers dropping into the flat. We haven't seen a sim pressure where you got a stand-up guy over the center dropping into the passing lane. And Jake Martin has the athleticism to be able to do that. Last night, Jacob Martin played 71% of the defensive snaps for the Washington Commanders, the most that he has played in his career. I'm going to talk about a guy being ready to seize his opportunity, a guy being ready for the moment. Jacob Martin was that last night. Jeremy Reeves and Will Harris, this ended up being a completion, but Revo trying to disguise it, trying to disguise it to the very last minute. Am I coming or am I not? Am I coming or am I not? Him and Will Harris end up coming right through the left side of the offensive line in between the guard and the tackle and then the guard in the center. More exotic looks, more exotic pressure packages. I like to see it. It is what matters. But the big thing that I can't really put a finger on when it comes to this defense, is their improvement a byproduct? And maybe this is something we can ask on the phones at some point in the show at 301-230-0980. Is the improvement of the defense a byproduct of the opponent, or is this a situation where Dan Quinn's just making an impact? I want to get into this, though, on the other side of the break. I'm going to give out some game balls. I'm going to give out some game balls. Ant's going to give out some game balls. We want your game balls as well at 301-230-0980. Who stood out last night in Washington's one-point loss in overtime against the Denver Broncos? 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. Game balls coming your way next.